This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Today's episode gets me really, really excited. If you've been listening for a while, you know I love talking about movement, especially movement for people who haven't been very active or maybe have been active very much within their comfort zone. I am a huge advocate for strength training. And this is something that in some circles is really well understood, that if we do not actively build and maintain our muscle, we are losing it, and therefore losing flexibility, losing endurance, seeing changes in body composition, seeing changes in strength, you name it. But there's still a lot of people who think that weightlifting just isn't for them. And I want to challenge that. I really want to challenge that. We're going to be talking about that today, just how and why it is so important and the fact that it is for everybody. I think that people who haven't experienced weight training, haven't been consistent with it, they don't understand just how universally scalable it is. And what I mean by that is if you are someone who is intimidated by weights, you get to decide what you use. And I've shared this before on the podcast how I really love CrossFit. And my mom has never had a history of weightlifting. When she grew up, that was very much a boy thing and not a girl thing. And she felt like barbells were really scary. But she started CrossFit in her 60s and started doing bodyweight movements with a PVC pipe, right? A PVC pipe is probably less than a pound. There is a place for everybody to start. And this is not about looking good in your jeans. This is about staying healthy throughout your life, being able to pick yourself off the floor if you were to fall, being able to put your suitcase in the overhead bin on an airplane, and any number of other things. We'll talk about this in today's episode, but when we lose our physical strength, we lose so much of our independence. And most people are entering assisted living facilities or care facilities of any kind because they have lost the ability to care for themselves. And there is a direct relationship there between strength and flexibility and endurance and all of those things. So I think everybody needs to find the space for strength training, period. Whether you do it at home or you do it at a gym or you have a trainer or you don't, I could go on and on and on about this, but I want to dive into today's episode. It is an episode that I'm so excited about because I'm going to be sharing a conversation with someone who is very, very dear to me. You're going to be hearing today from Morgan Bungers, who was my coach when I was at CrossFit New England. And to give a little bit of backstory, so I grew up in New England. I grew up in New Hampshire. And then when I was a freshman in college, I moved south and I was in DC for a little while, but spent about 16 years in North Carolina before moving back to New England. And when I moved back to New England, I moved to New Hampshire. And I hadn't been there, maybe I was there for about a year, 9 months to a year, I think a year. I decided to move to Natick, Massachusetts for a gym. I know that is crazy. Most people do not leave or move for a gym. But at the time, I was recently divorced. It wasn't super far from where I was. And it was incredibly important to me to be in a community of people who were looking to grow and improve themselves. And I felt like there's no better place in the world than CrossFit New England. That is where CrossFit Games repeat winner Katrin Davidsdottir trains. Her coach, Ben Bergeron, owns the gym. He is somebody that I followed for a long time. So I moved to Natick and I was terrified. In fact, before I got an apartment in Natick, I drove down just to make sure, like to see if any even take new members. Like I had no idea. And I pulled into the parking lot and it probably was like a 2-hour drive from where I was living. And I almost just turned right around and went home. I was so intimidated to go in. I was so afraid. And I walked in and I basically was like, so are you guys taking new members? Yeah, absolutely. We can sign you up. And I was like, well, because I'm going to move here specifically for this gym. So I want to make sure that I don't go sign for an apartment. And turns out you guys aren't taking new members. They were all so nice. And my first day at CrossFit New England, my coach was Morgan Bungers. And he is not only the best coach I've ever had when it comes to physical movement, he is one of the kindest, most encouraging, uplifting people on the planet. And I learned so much from him. I, of course, learned a ton about movement, a ton about moving well. It's remarkable how many people don't do some of the basic things well, like mechanically well, whether that's pushing something over your head or lifting something up off the floor or getting into a squat position. And that causes a lot of repetitive use injuries, knee injuries, shoulder pain, back pain, you name it. I learned so much about movement and moving well from Morgan, but I also was constantly encouraged by just the way he shows up and the way he interacts with people and makes everybody feel seen and heard and important. And he is just in a class of his own. And I recently heard that he was leaving CFNE to start the world's first virtual CrossFit gym. And I couldn't wait to talk all things physical training, weight training, CrossFit with him, but also introduce you guys to what he is doing to make CrossFit and movement and strength and stamina accessible to everybody. So as you can tell, I could go on and on and on, but we are going to dive into this conversation with Morgan Bungers. And please know that all the links that we talk about, everything he's got going on, we will link it all up in the show notes that you can find at primalpotential.com. But for now, sit back, enjoy this conversation. You guys are going to fall in love with Morgan Bungers. All right. So I am so excited to introduce you to somebody who has been part of my life for quite some time now, though, since I moved out of Natick. We haven't seen each other in a couple of years, but Morgan Bungers was my first coach at CrossFit New England. And I have to tell you that my first day there, I was terrified. I moved to Natick specifically to go to CFNE, CrossFit New England. I had no reason in the world to be in Natick other than that. And I was incredibly intimidated. But if you have ever met Morgan, and if you follow him or his new endeavors on social media, you will so quickly see that he is like the most welcoming, warm individual on the planet. And so he was my coach at CFNE for, I guess, maybe the year and a half or so that I was in Natick. And I am so pumped to have him on the podcast, so pumped to talk about something he's so passionate about, I'm so passionate about, which is using our bodies and taking full advantage of them and not taking them for granted, but especially doing it in a way that is not intimidating, that is accessible to everybody, no matter your age or your gender or your fitness level or lack thereof. And he has some super exciting new endeavors that he is introducing to the world that I think are going to appeal to so many of you. So I could go on and on and on, but Morgan, welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast.
Thank you so much. My face is hurting from smiling, thinking about that first day when you came in for Elements. I love that when you said like you moved here just for CFNE. That was the biggest honor we could have gotten as a gym. That was so exciting.
Well, you know, I really believe that we have to put ourselves around people that reflect where we want to go and the kind of energy we want to have in our lives. And granted, not everybody can pick up and move to a new city, or in my case, a new state, but there are so many ways and so many ways now virtually that we can do just that. And the cool thing, I mean, you know this so much more than I do, but the cool thing about many CrossFit gyms and certainly about CrossFit New England is that you are a part of a group of people who want to do better, who want to be better, who want to make a positive impact in their own lives, in the lives of other people. And you just, it's infectious, don't you think?
It absolutely is. We call it emotional drafting. You just get swept up in the whole feeling of it all.
And see, that happens both ways, right? I mean, gosh, especially right now in this day and age with all of the like political turmoil and just life turmoil in general, that emotional drafting can be in your favor or it can really mess with you.
Yes, absolutely. Could pull you in a positive or a negative direction for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the first things that I wanted to kind of dive in with, especially because I mentioned CrossFit, and I said to you before we started recording, people listening to this are either familiar with and comfortable with the idea of CrossFit, or they have this sense that it's for super fit people and super fit people only. And if you're not super fit, it'll basically kill you. As somebody who started CrossFit myself at over 350 pounds, well, I guess I was probably over 300 pounds when I started CrossFit, but also having seen people come into a CrossFit gym in their 60s and their 70s, or like my mom starting CrossFit in her 60s, who prior to that had probably never lifted anything more than like a 10-pound dumbbell in her life, I know that CrossFit really is for everybody. So from your perspective, because you have been the sort of, we call it elements in CrossFit, but for those of you that aren't familiar with the lingo, when you start at CrossFit, most gyms have you go through sort of a primer to learn the movements, to learn them without weight, to learn good form. And that was your main focus for a while. And then you went on to become the head coach and really at one of the best CrossFit gyms in the world. I don't think anybody would take issue with that. What are your thoughts on like who CrossFit is for? If you're listening to this, like who should maybe think about it?
Totally. Yeah, actually, that was where I spent most of my time coaching at CrossFit New England, was with brand new athletes. Never worked out before, never done CrossFit before. So I've had experience working with all types of people and bodies and all that stuff. And CrossFit is for every body, like physical body. It's for everyone. Yeah. Our needs don't differ by kind. They differ by degree, meaning an Olympian, the Olympian's great grandmother, and the Olympian's best friend could all be doing the exact same workout, just to a different degree of that workout. Don't need different workouts, just some people will be going heavier and faster. Some people will be doing the exact same movements, just lighter and not quite as fast.
When you think about CrossFit as a way of training, because, you know, you can go into any gym, you can watch any late night television, and you're going to see a million options for physical fitness, whether it's biking or it's dancing or it's, you know, swimming or Zumba or boxing, you name it. When it comes to something that's for everybody, why do you feel so strongly about CrossFit as a modality?
Yeah, that's a great question. CrossFit is, up until this point in human history, the best fitness program. And fitness meaning if you're trying to increase your ability to do anything and everything, we have not found anything better than CrossFit. And there might be something out there, for sure there could be something, but so far, everything we've tested, CrossFit is it. So I want anyone who is devoting time and effort to making themselves fitter and healthier, I want to help them maximize those efforts. Like if you're going to spend an hour in the gym doing something, you might as well spend that hour doing the most productive, effective thing that we have found so far. So it's something that everyone should be doing because it is the best thing to deliver results. And from there, built into the program itself is the fact that it can be adjusted and modified and scaled and individualized for any person and any needs. There are competitions for wheel wad athletes, like athletes who are working with handicaps, and there's still like anyone and everyone can somehow create an amazing workout from the CrossFit fitness program.
Yeah, I love how you say like it can, whether it's an Olympian or it's Olympian's grandmother. When I think about how my mom started CrossFit, one of her big fears was the barbell. She had never, you know, she grew up in a day and age, my mom's in her mid-60s to late-60s. She grew up where barbells were for male athletes. And even female athletes back then didn't ever touch barbells. They weren't in the weight room. And she was intimidated by the barbell, but she started with the PVC pipe. And honestly, there are some things that for years I still did with a PVC pipe because of form, like just trying to get better even as the strength was there, like an overhead squat. You don't have to worry about putting a barbell over your head if that's not something you're comfortable with. You can use a PVC pipe. I've seen athletes doing something with no weight at all when weight is the prescribed workout. So I love that you just bring that home, because I think a lot of people don't understand how people at every different fitness level can participate and really be a part of something that is so positive. When you talk about it being the most effective, I certainly agree with you, and the data certainly agrees with you, but to somebody who's not really familiar, why? Why is CrossFit so much more effective than, say, doing a couch to 5K or going to an aerobics class or just picking a bunch of free weights and doing a traditional, you know, 3x12 on a bunch of machines?
Totally. Yeah. The buys and tries and popping the treadmill afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all started there for sure. That's where I started back in high school. Mm-hmm. Why is CrossFit so effective? So CrossFit has a bunch of definitions on how they've actually defined fitness, and just to run through some of the jargon a little bit. CrossFit is, in the dictionary, constantly varied functional movement performed at relatively high intensity. So we can pull apart each one of those a little bit and kind of define why it gets so effective. Constantly varied. We do free weights, body weight, and cardio movements, sometimes all three, sometimes just one. But across a month of training, you've done a lot of all three of those modalities: weights, body weight, and cardio. That mixture, that combination of different modalities is very effective compared to just one of those modalities. Cardio is great, training for a marathon is incredible, but neglecting strength training sets yourself up for some serious health risks further down the road.
Yeah.
So touching all three of those modalities, that first step is why it's so effective. The next big one that stands out is relatively high intensity. We are at this point messing with the neuroendocrine system. We are producing hormones that are helpful to us inside of these very intense workouts. And again, intensity being relative, each athlete will work out as hard as they can and or want to on that given day. But when you work out in a short, intense style, you are producing hormones and putting your body in a way that you will continue to burn fat long after that workout is done. So
when you say intensity, I know that a lot of people who maybe aren't where they want to be from a fitness standpoint, maybe it's been years since they worked out, maybe they've never worked out, that word intensity can be kind of intimidating.
Absolutely.
Because I know I felt this way when I was at my heaviest, near my heaviest, even after I lost 50 or 60 pounds, I couldn't necessarily pinpoint what freaked me out about that. I don't know if it was just that it sounded hard or it sounded like it would push my limits. But one of the things I love about CrossFit, and you alluded to it in the definition, is relative intensity.
Yep.
And I think that a lot of people miss that or don't really understand what it means. But when one of the things that's so cool about CrossFit is that you and I, Morgan, could do the same exact workout, and you are much stronger and fitter than I am, much more experienced in CrossFit, much better with the mechanics of movement than I am. But we could go through the same workout, get totally different results. You go way faster than I do, and you lift way heavier than I do. However, relative to each of us, we could have the same intensity, or my intensity could have been greater than yours.
Absolutely. Relative to the individual, that is so, so true.
Yeah.
And that's a huge thing that I think is good to push, is the coach. Having a coach present is what makes CrossFit so different.
Yeah.
Inside of the classes that I run, what we did at CF&E, what we're going to do at Jim Bunger's, we don't even discuss weights. We say, all right, guys, today use a weight on the barbell or the dumbbell that you could do 10 of without stopping. Whatever that is for you, that's your weight for today.
Yeah.
There's always questions to ask, and we can kind of assess from there. But the coach, the whole point of having a coach there, having live classes on Zoom, is so that we can personalize and individualize every workout. So you can nail that intensity right on the head in terms of what you're looking for in that day with that workout.
Yeah. And it is so individualized. You could get 10 people in a room and they could be 10 people all the same age and all the same gender, and intensity would look different for every single one of them.
Yes, exactly. And you'll see it like in a class full of 30 athletes. Everyone finishes the workout. Everyone is on the floor breathing heavy. Yep. Some people are in their third class. Some people have been to the CrossFit Games 3 times.
Yep.
And everyone looks the exact same afterwards. And that's all that matters. All that we, I don't even say care about. Like, all we want you to do is bring your full effort to each workout. Results couldn't matter one bit. As right. long as you are working really, really hard, you're a badass. That's awesome. We're happy you're here.
Absolutely. You mentioned having a coach there. And that was a big difference for me because I had had gym memberships. I mean, honestly, gosh, I think I had my first gym membership when I was in like 5th grade or something, because as an overweight
That's awesome.
Kid, my mom wanted me to, you know, lose oh, weight yeah. and this, that, and the other thing. So I was on the elliptical machine, you know, going as fast as I could.
Oh, man.
I know. But going from that environment to CrossFit, where you have a coach that isn't really there so much to be a cheerleader, though the encouragement piece, I think, is hugely helpful. But having a coach to help you move well was a game changer. So I would love to hear from your perspective, because again, you coached at arguably like one of the top CrossFit gyms in the world, and you were the head coach there. Tell me about why having a coach is so important.
Yeah. The short answer, the funny answer is wad brain. That's that euphoria you get mid workout where you know the movements, you know how many you're supposed to do, but inside of that intense workout, or you're trying really hard, you don't move exactly the right way, or you forget how many rounds or how many reps you're supposed to do.
Right.
Having the coach there, a coach's job is a few things. It's to educate, entertain, and inspire. That's why a coach is there, to lead that class. The coach, like in my case, I've devoted over 10 years to making people better. I design warm-ups based with that 10 years of knowledge. So I'm making sure you are supremely prepared for the workout before it even starts, based on that planned out warm-up. Inside of the workout, a coach is seeing and correcting. So you're going hard, you're trying your best, but you're not positive on how to do the movement. The coach will see it, the coach will interact with you and help you fix that and make sure that correction is present throughout the rest of the workout. So it's very much the setup for the workout, and then seeing and correcting inside of the workout, along with demoing and honestly just listening and being a great person and hoping to make the best hour of the day for the members of that class.
I love that. I remember hearing that all the time at CrossFit New England, that our hour there, you guys really did want it to be the best hour of our day. And it was so obvious, and that made it the kind of place that you really wanted to go. It was never a sense of like, oh, I have to go to the gym. It was really an anticipatory thing, even if the workout was really challenging, which for me, most of the time, it absolutely was. But I want to talk about that seeing and correcting thing, because I'm sure that even when you have people come in to an elite gym like CFNE, there are people who come in who have been working out for decades and they don't move well. And there are people who come in and it's day one, week one, and they move very well, or they don't move very well. And I feel like having a coach who is paying attention to the way you move and helping you move better keeps you engaged and keeps you healthy, so that it's not something where you get frustrated and you end up quitting because it feels too hard because you're not mechanically moving well, or worse, you get injured and that sets you back because mechanically you aren't moving well. And I mean, for me, I think that's one of the huge advantages that you don't see in the Globo gym. You know, you don't have to see the person behind the desk who's a trainer coming over to be like, hey, you know, you need to pull your shoulder blades together, or you need to flatten your back. And I think that's just so important.
Absolutely. Some of the response we've gotten to doing live Zoom classes, or people are like, why don't you just like record a YouTube video and post that? Everyone can follow along whenever they want. Mm-hmm. And it's because you miss that seeing and correcting piece.
Yeah.
And like you said, like worst case scenario is someone gets injured, and seeing correcting hopefully stops that scenario from happening way before anyone is close to getting hurt. And then from there, it's like perceived effort. Like some movements could be so much harder. If you're bending your elbows too early on a clean, it's going to feel way heavier than if you keep your arms straight until after you jump. And the coach can see that and help you identify that. And I love it. That's honestly the best thing for me when I go over to middle of a workout and be like, hey, keep your back flatter. And a couple of reps later, they're like, wow, that's so much easier. Like, this is great. And it's just like that surprise on their face and realizing they're safer. And now the workout's that much easier because that little correction.
Yeah. And you just made me think of something that's hugely important. And that is all of the movements in CrossFit really mimic functional movements in life, whether that is, you know, picking up a suitcase or putting a dish in a cabinet overhead or sitting down on the toilet, anything like that. And mechanically, if we do those repetitive tasks over our lifetime, not moving well, our bodies are not as optimal as if we do them and we're moving well. So the translation between what you do in the CrossFit gym and your real life is very significant. And what's your take on because I think there's a lot of people listening who are like, okay, so if I wanted to do, you know, weight training, that would make sense. But I really want people to understand the crossover to everyday life and how important this type of training is for movement throughout life.
Spot on. And our mission statement at CrossFit New England was we want our athletes to kick ass in their 90s.
Yeah.
So ideally they're fitter next year than they are this year.
Yeah.
And I would say as an athlete population, almost every single athlete I've worked with is there so that they can ski all day and not get sore or chase their grandkids in the backyard or like not have to call over their neighbor to help them dump the wheelbarrow over or something like that.
Right.
And when you lose your ability to do functional movements, do you know where you go?
The nursing home.
Yep, the nursing home. Get up off the ground. Well, that's a burpee.
Yep.
Stand up off the toilet. Well, that's a squat.
Right.
Put your shirt on over your head. Well, that's a press an empty barbell over your head. Like, they look like gym movements when we're doing them inside of a gym with the mats and the weights and the music blasting. But because they are functional, there is a huge crossover to just moving and operating and honestly thriving in everyday life.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you just say that, like kicking ass into your 90s. So today, the day we're recording this, is my grandmother's 100th birthday.
Oh my God, congratulations.
She's 100 years old.
Kicking ass into the hundreds.
I know. I was posting on Instagram this morning, like I was thinking about some of the things that she's taught me. And as a little girl, she used to always say shoulders back, chest up, like posture was so incredibly important to her. And somebody messaged me earlier and they were like, so does that mean that at 100, she has great posture? And I was like, no, I mean, she's amazing and she carries herself very well for any age, never mind 100. But my grandmother did not grow up weight training, strength training. Yep. And because of that, she is very limited. Granted, she's 100, she's alive, she can move around and get herself to the bathroom. That's amazing. But what I want to see for myself, for my future children, for my clients, for anybody listening, is that you can still put your shoes on, you can still take a shower, you still can, you know, get up off the toilet and do all of those things when you're 100. And I remember, years ago now, I did a podcast on how after age 35 or whatever, we start to lose muscle mass unless we're actively doing something to build muscle mass. We are getting weaker year by year by year. And yet I know there's people who are listening to this in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, their 70s, who don't strength train. So I would just love for you to speak directly to those people who maybe they understand that it's important, but they haven't done it, or maybe they just don't understand how important strength training is. I really want them to understand that this is critical for life and for aging well.
Totally. And actually the realization we help people who are on the fence about joining a gym in general, the realization we help them to get over that is some people are like, oh, like I can't justify spending that hour a day away from my family. Like I should spend that hour with my family or working for my family. Or like, I can't justify the cost. And it's like, it's selfish. You go to the gym is a selfish thing. It's like, actually it's not selfish whatsoever. Like, if you think about it, if you don't take care of yourself now, how much of a burden are you to your family, both like time-wise and financially, if you can't take care of yourself for the last 10 years of your life?
Right.
And after hearing that argument for it, and after thinking about it, it would be one of my biggest fears if I was a burden to my loved ones later on in life. Like, the ability to be independent, and beyond that, be able to go like play with great grandkids is a huge goal of mine. It's why I work out every day.
Yeah.
So I know everyone listening has loved ones, has people they care about. You working out is you telling your loved ones that you care about them.
Right.
I love you. I want to be here for you for years to come. I don't want you to take care of me or worry about me.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for all of us.
And when I think about, you know, I think about the example that my mom and my grandmother set for me, and there is a lot of really amazing examples. One that wasn't there was strength, physical strength. And when I think about our children, our future children, and what I want them to see in us is really prioritizing being strong. And that's not just strong physically, but one of the beautiful things about CrossFit is, I'll be damned if it doesn't make you stronger mentally. It just does. Yeah. Doesn't it?
Don't
you think?
It totally does. Oh, it totally does.
Yeah. I love that. And I think that it's something that often gets overlooked, is how physical strength, emotional strength, mental strength, they go together.
They absolutely do. And the same workouts that you're doing work on both.
Yeah.
Workouts are just a little dose of adversity. And like, you're a 5-round workout, you do round one, like, wow, round one was really hard. You have to somehow manage the adversity to finish the next 4 rounds.
Yeah.
And that's just like life, where it's like, crap, like, it's Tuesday and work's really tough for the next 3 days. Well, you just have to manage that adversity to get through the next 3 days of work.
Yeah. I remember, I mean, gosh, it's been almost 3 years since I was up in Natick. It's crazy how time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It feels like it goes so fast. A lot has happened, but I remember you just always had a mind for growth, and a mind for business, and a mind for like really helping people and figuring out a way to do that. And I remember just like ping-ponging ideas off of each other, even, you know, gosh, years ago. And when I saw on social media, well, one, that you were leaving your position as a head coach at CrossFit New England, but two, starting your own company, as I read the details, I was like, this is brilliant. Like, this is so smart. This is so exciting. This is so needed. So you have stepped out of your role as head coach at CrossFit New England, and you are starting Jim Bungers. And I want to hear the story behind the name. I saw a video that you did on it, and I was so incredibly moved. Before we get to that, tell me what Jim Bungers is.
Absolutely. So Jim Bungers is the first of its kind. It is a Zoom only, a virtual only CrossFit affiliate. So we'll be doing 3 live classes a day. They take place via 2-way Zoom call. So I can see you, you can see me. And we'll be doing the CrossFit methodology that we've just spent the past little bit talking about. But it'll be from the comfort of your own home. No equipment, some equipment, full gym access, whatever you have, whatever your ability in terms of an athlete. We are a CrossFit gym for everybody, taking place in your own, in your living room, in your garage, in your basement, because it's happening virtually over Zoom.
I love that. And I'm sure that, I'm glad you said that about like whatever equipment you have, no equipment, all the equipment. It speaks to the scalability of a CrossFit workout. So can you give me an example of like, let's just say that I'm one of your clients, and then one of my listeners signs up and says, you know, I'm going to do it too. And here I have barbells and dumbbells and, you know, sandbags and all this stuff. But, you know, the other client doesn't have anything. They have their living room. How can we both have this experience in very different environments with differing equipment?
Yeah. I have a bunch of movement options, but to pick a couple, let's say the workout is some box jumps, some push presses and pull-ups.
Okay. Okay.
Box jumps requires a box to jump onto. Push press requires a barbell or some dumbbells to push over your head. And pull-ups require a pull-up bar or rings for like ring rows.
Yep.
If an athlete has a full gym, boom, they're set. They have access to all of those three implements.
Yep.
For the easiest one there is the box could be step-ups on your stairs or step-ups on a stone wall outside your house. But let's say there's nothing. We're in the middle of an empty field with no equipment whatsoever.
Yep.
The box jumps can become squat jumps, mm-hmm. where you squat your butt down and jump up high. And if the athlete isn't quite at that stage yet, air squats get the job done perfectly.
Yeah.
The push presses, we still want to use our arms, can become push-ups. We can hit the deck, do a couple of push-ups, whether it's on our toes or on our knees.
Yep.
We're still getting the same stimulus as we would from a push press.
Yep.
And then for the pull-ups, again, we got a bunch of options there. We're working on a video now to turn a household bed sheet into a ring row station.
Oh, that's so smart. House.
Put it behind a door and then you have ring rows.
Yeah.
Even easier than that is a water jug or a backpack full of books. You can do a bent over row with some kind of heavy household object.
Yeah.
And you're working the same muscles as that athlete who's doing the pull-ups.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So one of the things that I hear from people who are like, I'm intrigued about CrossFit, but the idea of walking into a box is super intimidating. And I feel like with what you're describing here, you have removed so many of the barriers. First of all, what you are offering is more affordable than
yes.
most CrossFit gyms. And one of the things your website says is that only one membership per household is necessary. So like my husband and I, we both belong to a gym. We both pay that monthly membership. That gets super pricey. And I just think that you've also removed that fear factor of walking into a CrossFit affiliate and not knowing anybody and not being as fit as you want to be. Tell me about like why you designed this the way that you did. Was COVID a factor and like the remoteness of things, or are you just looking to like meet people where they're at in their homes?
Totally. It's a little bit of all of that.
Yeah.
We can list out the barriers that I'm trying to help minimize for people. So number one, the cost, for mm-hmm. sure. We are cheaper than half price compared to most in-person gyms.
Yeah.
And as you add more athletes from your household to it, the membership does not go up that much. So as you're saying, cost is a barrier that we're trying to help out with.
Yeah.
Then another one, a big barrier is childcare and commuting.
Yeah.
Right now, commuting isn't too bad, but still the time out of your day to get from point A to point B and then back home before you get to work. And then finding childcare, especially in this time, in the COVID time, is very challenging. So if we could do something to help minimize that strain on the system, we're all for it. That's something actually. So because of COVID, because CrossFit New England, we were doing Zoom classes for 3 months.
Yeah.
We realized like, wow, first off, this is possible. Like we can deliver a kick-ass product through Zoom mm-hmm. and members can wake up at 7:20, not even put their shoes on, walk into their garage and start hitting a workout with us at 7:30. Like mm-hmm. how awesome is that?
Yeah.
Kids are still asleep or kids are on their iPads. Like it's awesome. Everyone wins. And
that is game changer for most families.
Right. Yeah. Just make it easy for families. And with the uncertainty of COVID and the risk and members who might be at high risk for getting the disease, we want to minimize any kind of fear or headache that might come from going somewhere in person, stay safe at home, and still get an awesome workout.
And did I see on your site that like you offer replays? Like let's say that, 7:30 in the morning and 9:30 don't work for me.
Yes.
Can you catch replays?
Absolutely. So we will record the first class of the day during the weekdays, 7:30 gets recorded. That'll be available throughout the day. So if you don't make it in the morning, crap, I'll sneak it in at night, maybe before dinner. That class will be there. I won't be able to say your name or see and correct you, but you'll still get the gist of the whole class.
That's amazing. I love that so much.
Yeah,
tell
actually.
Me about, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go for it.
I saw the video that you did about the meaning behind Jim Bungers and kind of it's a little bit of a play on words. And I didn't realize that at first until I saw the video and it really moved me and I could see how much feeling and dedication and passion there is for you in this concept. Do you tell us a little bit about that backstory?
Totally. So my personal reason for being a CrossFit coach, been a coach for just over 10 years. I love that I can move. Like it is a gift every day to be able to get up and move and work out and kick my own butt and work out. Like, that is such a privilege that I believe that many people don't fully realize.
Yeah.
Just over 12 years ago, my dad passed away from ALS, which if people are unfamiliar, is a disease that robs you of your strength. It's a neurodegenerative disease. You lose your ability to control your muscles, and it eventually robs you of your ability to breathe, and you eventually pass away. So he had it for only 6 months. So he went from playing hockey with us to 6 months later passing away from the disease. And it was the hardest thing to see a happy, healthy, active man robbed of his abilities to do anything.
Yeah.
So when I found CrossFit, what I realized is like, wow, this kind of really helps me realize my abilities. It allows me to appreciate them every single day with these workouts we're doing. And then becoming a CrossFit coach allows me to help others realize their abilities and celebrate what they can do every single day. So that's been my driving factor for the past 10 years. My dad's name was Jim Bungers, J-I-M Bungers, and it works out very nicely to call our gym G-Y-M Bungers.
Yeah,
and it's an to hear you say it, like talking about the gym, to hear people saying his name, even though people are referring to G-Y-M, right. People are still saying his name, that chokes me up a lot.
Yeah. It's funny. We were talking about this a little bit before I hit record, but our daughter died unexpectedly about 6 months ago. And like one of the things that means so much to me is when people say her name.
Yes.
You know, as opposed to just not saying anything or, you know, just being a little bit general. So I totally get that. And I think that what you are doing is so beautiful to help people realize that it is a gift. The ability to get up and move and take care of your body and get stronger physically and mentally and emotionally, it is not something that is available to everybody. So if it is available to you, like we have to take that so seriously.
Yes, appreciate it. There are people who would love to have sore legs and have to go down the stairs with both hands on the railing. There are people who would kill to get sweaty from a workout who unfortunately don't have that opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. When we talk about what you're doing here, and I know there are a lot of people like, well, that sounds cool to kind of be able to be coached remotely and not have to have any equipment and be able to save some money and not have to worry about childcare or commuting or any of those things. Where can people learn more? Has Jim Bungers started? When does it start? How does it start? How do people learn more? All of those important details.
Totally. So you can find all the information you need at jimbungers.com. All the information, all the schedule, everything there. Also on Instagram and Facebook, just look up Jim Bungers. We do start classes October 1st, which is this Thursday. We have classes at 7:30, 9:30, and 12:30 East Coast times. But the goal there, since we are remote and it's all virtual, I would love to see people from California taking the 9:30 for us, but it's a 6:30 for them.
Yeah.
I would love to see an international audience if and when that's a possibility.
Guys, I can tell you, having had Morgan as my own coach, I don't think you can find a better coach.
Thank you.
Like, not even from just the CrossFit standpoint. I mean, he will help you move better. And when we move better, it translates to every single aspect of our lives, but it also has a huge impact on confidence. Just to know you're getting a little bit better, it kind of keeps your head in the game and keeps you excited about continuing. And I think we all need a little help to stay excited about continuing, but also just in terms of like caliber of a human being, somebody who is encouraging as they are wise and funny and positive no matter what. Like, guys, if you are in any way considering, and I hope you are, getting more consistent with physical movement, having a coach, I've told you a million times that having a coach is one of the best investments for your money when it comes to return. Morgan is as good as it gets. I really cannot. I mean, it's true. I have no...
Making me blush.
I haven't seen Morgan in a couple years now, but I have no vested interest in this at all, other than the fact that I know the quality of human Morgan is, the quality of a coach that Morgan is, and how important it is for all of us to take our physical wellness so seriously.
I'm honored. Oh man. And that's just to explain where I've come from a little bit more. CrossFit New England, the whole thing there is we strive for excellence. We want to be the best we possibly can be.
Yeah.
And what we realize is when we're coaching, we're not coaching thrusters and pull-ups. We're in the relationship business.
Yeah.
We're here to meet you where you're at, whether that's like you need a shoulder to cry on because of a crappy day, yeah, or you want to PR a workout by an extra second. Like, how can we do that for you? And that practice of pursuing excellence over the past 5 years, I think has really set me up for success to lead people in this virtual environment.
I cannot wait to see what you do with this. I know that it's going to be huge because you are the best at what you do, and there's such a massive need for this. Guys, check out jimbungers.com. We'll make sure to link it up on the show notes at primalpotential.com, or look up Morgan and Jim Bungers on Instagram. If you can't find where the show notes are, or you have any questions, just reach out to me and we will point you in Morgan's direction. Thank you so much for being here. I'm excited for this new chapter in your life, and you just have a huge cheerleader in me.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm honored. It was a pleasure talking to you. Super excited to see where this all goes.
Awesome. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.